Obviously, a lot of people from Chillicothe made the trip down. Why is this bill so important to Chillicothe and to Livingston County?
Well, it's just a stop on the way of genius. We have somebody who had an idea and ran with it, and everybody told him, no, you can't do it, and yes, he did. And he started his whole influence in Chillicothe. It was at the Chillicothe Baking Company, and Frank Bedge went ahead and used his machine, and the baking industry has not looked back. Yeah. Nothing's better than sliced bread.
I understand. Was that his name, Frank Bedge?
Frank Bedge was the owner of the bakery, and Otto Rowetta was the inventor of the machine.
Gotcha. Can you spell their names? Do you know how to spell? And I'm just for my...
Right. Yeah. Rowetta is R-O-H-W-E-D-D-E-R, and Bench is B-E-N-C-H.
Gotcha. And they were, their titles?
Otto was the inventor,
yeah.
And Frank was the baker who used the machine.
In Chillicothe. Absolutely.
And so it's just one of those things that revolutionized... Yeah. Something, and just a silly thing, really.
Yeah. And finally, this is a big deal to Chillicothe. It is. It's a big deal to the community. It's a sense of pride. There's a big mural on the side of a building there.
Absolutely.
That people see from the highway.
Yes. We're very proud of that part of history. And, it didn't only affect Chillicothe. It's affected the country, the state, the world.
Yeah.
Everybody knows about sliced bread, and everybody has sliced bread. And more importantly, at the time, it was a huge labor-saving device for women, because after you'd bake bread and then you had to stand there and cut it for half an hour while you had everybody having sandwiches or toast, just think how convenient it was to open up a wrapper, take out as many slices as you need, seal it up again, and then just make your sandwiches or do your toast.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
And finally, that road of genius you talk about, the Samuel Clemens, Mark Twain, obviously Hannibal, General Pershing, and I believe, Marceline, but is that Lynn over there that he was at?
Or? Linnaeus is where, actually, it's Laclede.
Laclede, exactly.
Right.
Laclede.
And then we have Walt Disney, and then JCPenney in Hamilton.
Yeah.
And the Pony Express in St. Joseph.
Yeah. Incredible. The history.
Absolutely.
Right there on 36. Anything you'd like to add?
Well, this has got nothing to do with anything, but the railroad that spanned the state from the Mississippi to the Missouri, the Pony Express would never have got its contract without that railroad, and the Golden Spike was driven in right behind Chillicothe. Yes.
And that was the Pony Express that went all the way out to Sacramento.
Right. The courier had missed the train.
Yeah.
And so the Hannibal St. Joseph Railroad put on a special train named the Missouri and ran the courier and his mail from Hannibal to St. Joseph and saved the day.
Yeah.
They did it in 4 hours instead of 12.